The Republican-backed plan would require people to show a driver's license, state-issued ID, or military ID when they go to the polls. People who vote absentee would have to send in a photocopy of their ID, although there would be exceptions for long-time absentee voters. Greendale Assembly sponsor Jeff Stone has frequently pointed to voting problems in Milwaukee last November as proof of the need for better election laws. He says whether or not any voter fraud occurred, there's a serious problem in the state.
We've created in Wisconsin, whether by accident or by intent, a system that is open to great error.
Most Democrats say the plan makes it harder for poor people and senior citizens to cast their ballots. Milwaukee Assemblyman Leon Young says minorities in particular will also be less inclined to head to the polls if they need to take extra steps to vote. He says this plan tries to fix a problem that doesn't exist.
We've had several million people that participated in the last presidential election, the general election, statewide, went 1%, less than 1% error within our election system. I think that's a good system.
The proposal would pay for free state photo IDs for anyone who requests one. It now heads to the Senate. Governor Jim Doyle vetoed a similar measure last session and has indicated he's likely to veto this new proposal should it reach his desk. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.